Hello and welcome to this week's Start Stop Reflection from St. Stephen Walbrook. I'm Stephen Baxter. This week the church remembers Polycarp, Bishop of Smyrna, now Izmir in Turkey, who was martyred in around 156 AD. Thankfully, one of his letters, the Epistle of Polycarp to the Philippians, has survived. I'll now read from chapter 2. Therefore, prepare yourselves for the race and serve the Lord in fear and truth, like people who have forsaken the useless, empty talk and the errors of the multitude, and believed in the one who raised up our Lord Jesus Christ from the dead and gave him glory and a throne at his right hand. All things in heaven and on earth are subject to him. Every spirit serves him. He comes as the judge of the living and the dead. God will require justice for his blood from those who do not believe in him. But the one who raised Christ from the dead will raise us also if we do his will, walk in his commandments, love what he loved, and keep ourselves from all unrighteousness, greed, love of money, evil speaking, and lies. In addition, we must not return evil for evil, accusation for accusation, blow for blow, nor curse for curse. Instead, keep in mind what the Lord said in his teaching. Do not judge so that you are not judged. Forgive, and you will be forgiven. Show mercy so that you may obtain mercy. For as you portion it out to others, so it will be apportioned back to you. And in addition, the poor are blessed, as well as those that are persecuted because of righteousness, because the kingdom of God belongs to them. One of the privileges of our faith is the unbroken chain connecting the church across the centuries with the disciples of Jesus and Jesus himself. Polycarp plays a key part in the links to the disciples. He was born around 70 AD, and according to a number of the early church fathers, Polycarp was a disciple of St. John the Evangelist, and may well have known several of the followers of Jesus who survived into old age. During the lifetime of Polycarp, there were a number of teachers whose interpretations of the essence of the gospel and the nature of Jesus deviated from the consistent mainstream teaching of the church. The preaching and letters of Polycarp played a crucial role in rejecting these heresies, as he was held in high esteem due to his connections with and experience of the Apostle John. Irenaeus, one of the great Christian leaders from the generation after Polycarp, recalled how he was converted to Christianity. I could tell you the place where the blessed Polycarp sat to preach the word of God. It is yet present in my mind. What were his holy exhortations to the people? I seem to hear him now relate how he conversed with John and many others who had seen Jesus Christ, the words he heard from their mouths. His epistle to the Philippians is the oldest Christian letter following the epistles in the Bible. The consistency of his teaching with the Gospels and the letters of St. Paul is clearly evident in the passage I read. Parts are very closely related to the teachings of Jesus as recorded by Matthew. Do not judge, so that you are not judged. Forgive, and you will be forgiven. Show mercy, so that you may obtain mercy. The poor are blessed, as well as those that are persecuted because of righteousness, because the kingdom of God belongs to them. The humility that the gospel demands was displayed throughout Polycarp's ministry. In turbulent times, he remained faithful to his understanding of the gospel, exhorting the persecuted to pray for their oppressors, but not openly seek martyrdom. He believed his life's overriding objective was to be true to the life of Jesus and imitate that life. St. Ignatius of Antioch told Polycarp, "Your mind is grounded in God as on an immovable rock." At the age of 86, Polycarp, whose name means much fruit in Greek, was captured during a particularly intense phase of persecution. When he was instructed to swear by Caesar to save himself, Polycarp answered, "If you imagine that I will swear by Caesar, You do not know who I am. Let me tell you plainly, I am a Christian. When reminded that he would be thrown to the wild animals unless he changed his mind, Polycarp answered, change of mind from better to worse is not a change allowed to us. He was martyred in the arena in Smyrna, one of the first recorded martyrs after the apostles. And so we give thanks for our unbroken connection back through the church to the disciples and to Jesus himself, and for the unswerving, clear teaching, conviction and courage of Polycarp. Let us pray. Almighty God, who gave to your servant Polycarp boldness to confess the name of our Saviour Jesus Christ before the rulers of this world, and courage to die for his faith, grant that we also may be ready to give an answer for the faith that is in us, and to suffer gladly for the sake of our Lord Jesus Christ, who is alive and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Well, many thanks for joining me for this reflection. Do have a blessed week ahead. And join us for our activities at St. Stephen Walbrook, either in the church or online, as set out on the website. God bless you.